Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode. Hey there, welcome back. Today, we're diving into a topic that's at the very heart of effective B2B lead generation, building an ideal customer profile, or ICP for short.
Yeah, and honestly, an ICP isn't just some trendy buzzword in sales or marketing. It's the blueprint for targeting leads that truly matter. When done right, it's like having a GPS guiding you to the best fit customers. No more wasting time chasing the wrong leads.
Exactly. And speaking of time, let's not waste any. We'll cover three key areas today. First, why ICPs are crucial in targeting leads. Second, the steps to actually create one, things like demographics, psychographics, and buyer personas. And finally, how to use your ICP in campaigns to drive results.
Sounds like a plan. Let's start with the why. So, why is an ICP so important?
Great question. An ICP essentially helps businesses focus their resources where it matters most. In the article, Four Great Methods for B2B Lead Generation, there's a line that stuck with me. It says, effective lead generation isn't about casting a wide net. It's about casting the right net in the right waters.
Ooh, I love that metaphor. It's like fishing for marlin, but using bait for trout. You're setting yourself up for disappointment if you don't know who you're targeting.
Exactly. When you have a clear ICP, you know where to look, who to approach, and even how to speak their language. It's not just about getting leads, but getting the right leads. The ones most likely to convert.
Yep, and that's where the magic of ICP really shines. It aligns sales and marketing teams, streamlines efforts, and even increases ROI. I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Right, but here's the catch. Not all ICPs are created equal. You can't just throw together a vague description and call it a day. A strong ICP requires digging into specific details.
Which brings us to the next part, how to build an ICP. Let's break it down into three main steps.
Step one. Demographics. This is the what of your target customer. Company size, industry, location, revenue, employee count. In the article, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, it mentions that these data points are the foundation of an ICP.
Yep, and they're pretty easy to gather. Tools like LinkedIn or even CRMs can give you a head start here.
Totally, but demographics alone won't cut it. That's where step two comes in, psychographics. This is all about the why. Why would this lead need your solution? What are their pain points? What motivates them?
In 7 B2B lead generation solutions that drive results, it emphasizes that understanding customer motivations allows you to craft messaging that resonates on a deeper level. It's not just about selling a product, it's about solving a problem.
And that's key. For instance, if your lead is a marketing manager at a mid-sized tech company, their pain point might be finding cost-effective ways to generate qualified leads. Knowing that helps you frame your pitch around ROI and efficiency.
And that brings us to step three, buyer personas. This step pulls it all together. A persona gives you a real profile of your ideal customer. It's like creating a character in a story, right?
Exactly. In fact, Four Great Methods for B2B Lead Generation suggests giving your personas names and backstories to make them feel more tangible. For example, tech-savvy Tara might be a decision maker who prioritizes innovation and scalability.
Love it. And once you've got demographics, psychographics, and buyer personas locked down, you've got a solid ICP. But that's not the end of the story, is it?
Nope, because now you've got to put that ICP to work.
So how do we actually use an ICP in campaigns?
Well, one way is by tailoring messaging. In What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, it talks about how personalized messaging leads to higher engagement rates. When you know your audience's pain points, you can address them directly in your emails, ads, or even LinkedIn posts.
Absolutely. And ICPs also help you prioritize leads. Remember what we read in 7 B2B lead generation solutions that drive results? It highlighted how a good ICP helps sales teams focus on accounts with the highest potential.
Right. It's about efficiency. If your ICP says your best fit customers are in the healthcare industry, why spend resources targeting retail?
Exactly. Another thing is channel selection. Your ICP might show that your audience prefers LinkedIn over Twitter. Boom. Now you know where to invest your time and budget.
And let's not forget A/B testing. You can use ICPs to test different approaches within the same profile group to see what resonates best. For example, you could test two email subject lines targeting tech-savvy Tara and see which one gets more clicks.
That's smart. And the best part? An ICP isn't static. You can refine it as you learn more about your audience. It's an ongoing process.
Totally. In what makes an effective lead generation solution, they stress that a well-maintained ICP evolves with your business and market trends. It's like a living document.
Yep, and that adaptability can be a game changer for long-term success.
So there you have it, a complete guide to building and leveraging an ideal customer profile.
We've covered the importance of an ICP, the steps to create one, and how to use it effectively in campaigns. Hopefully, this episode gave you some actionable insights to start refining your own ICP.
And remember, a strong ICP isn't just a nice to have. It's a must have for any successful lead generation strategy.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, take care and happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.